Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, GovCon Billion Dollar Playbook by Eric E. COFFEE is a practical government contracting guide designed to help readers navigate the U.S. federal marketplace using a curated set of online resources. Rather than presenting government contracting as an abstract theory, the book functions as a field manual built around a list of at least 72 websites that the author identifies as essential for finding opportunities, learning the rules of the road, and understanding what agencies need. And a recurring idea is that success often depends on knowing where to look, since you cannot search effectively for information you do not realize exists. Drawing on the author's background in government contracting education and consulting, the book aims to shorten the learning curve for small businesses that want to compete for federal work. Its purpose is to make the early stages of federal business development more organized and actionable by pointing readers toward official and commonly used sources of market intelligence, policy, and procurement data. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated map of the federal contracting ecosystem. The central value of the book is its role as a directory of web-based tools that support the end-to-end process of pursuing federal contracts. Government contracting can feel fragmented because critical information is distributed across many official portals and supporting databases. COFFEE's approach is to reduce that fragmentation by providing a consolidated list of websites and describing how they fit into the overall journey. In practice, this means readers are guided toward places to identify solicitations, research agencies, confirm compliance expectations, and gather the context needed to make better bids. The book reinforces that many missteps in federal contracting happen not only from lack of effort, but from using incomplete or unreliable sources. By emphasizing vetted and commonly referenced resources, it positions the reader's web workflow as a competitive advantage for new entrants. The directory style also helps create a repeatable research habit, where the same key sites are checked regularly rather than relying on scattered searches or hearsay. That structure is part of how the book aims to help small firms move faster and with fewer costly detours. Secondly, you cannot Google what you do not know, solving the discovery problem. A defining theme highlighted in descriptions of the book is the idea that online search alone is not enough when you do not know the names of systems, offices, or documents used in federal procurement. The phrase "you cannot Google what you do not know" captures the discovery barrier that holds many businesses back. COFFEE addresses this by naming the types of resources that experienced practitioners use, then pointing to where those resources live online. The practical impact is that readers can move from generic curiosity about government contracts to specific, informed research, instead of searching broadly for contract opportunities. A reader learns to use targeted portals and information sources that reflect how agencies actually publish needs and how the market tracks spending and priorities. This theme also supports better decision-making because it encourages looking at primary or official sources rather than informal summaries. For businesses, that shift can change the quality of their pipeline and the accuracy of their assumptions, including which agencies buy what acquisition channels are relevant, and how to interpret what is being posted publicly. Thirdly, finding government needs and shaping solutions around real problems, beyond locating opportunities. The book is presented as a way to learn what agencies are trying to accomplish, so a company can position itself as a problem solver rather than only a bidder. Reviews and listings describe a method where the government effectively signals its problems and needs through official channels, and businesses can use that information to propose solutions aligned with agency priorities. This matters because federal buyers often evaluate vendors not just on price, but on how well they understand the mission context and can reduce risk. When a firm uses credible sources to learn what an agency is focused on, it can tailor capability statements, outreach messages, and proposals to match the language and outcomes the agency values. The book, therefore, supports a strategic layer of market intelligence that can precede the solicitation stage. For small businesses, the advantage is improved focus, fewer random pursuits, and more deliberate targeting of agencies and requirement areas where the company can credibly support goals the agency is accountable for, including performance expectations and public oversight. Fourthly, a start here framework where to go and who to engage with. Government contracting is often intimidating because newcomers do not know the proper sequence of steps or the right points of contact. Public descriptions of the book highlight that it helps readers understand how to get started, where to go, and who to speak with in the federal marketplace. In other words, it is not only a list of links, but also a navigation aid for early stage execution. That includes orienting readers to the roles of agencies, acquisition offices, and other stakeholders that influence purchasing. A structured approach can prevent common beginner errors, such as chasing opportunities without confirming fit, skipping foundational registrations, or approaching the wrong offices with the wrong message, by emphasizing the right destinations and relationships. The book implicitly supports business development discipline, building a pipeline, researching targets, and engaging with the market in a way that is consistent with how federal buying works. For small firms, having this kind of roadmap can reduce wasted time and increase confidence, because the path is clearer and anchored to recognized resources rather than assumptions. Lastly, speed and practicality, compressing the learning curve for small businesses. The book's positioning in reviews is that it provides a large amount of actionable guidance quickly, especially for readers who are new to federal contracting. Instead of requiring months of piecing together information from scattered sources, the book offers a consolidated toolset that readers can begin using immediately. This practicality is reinforced by the way readers describe it as an encyclopedia-style reference for government contracting websites and processes. The emphasis on implementation is important. The book is designed to be used while working, not simply read once and set aside. In categories where many books focus on high-level explanations of procurement, Coffey's approach stands out as operational and resource-driven, helping readers build a routine for researching opportunities and understanding the environment. The benefit is not only knowledge, but momentum. For a small business trying to break into federal work, momentum can be the difference between an intention to pursue contracts and an actual pipeline supported by credible sources. By centering the workflow around specific sites and repeatable research, the book aims to make progress measurable and faster. In conclusion, GovCon Billion Dollar Playbook is best suited for small business owners, entrepreneurs, and serious newcomers who want a structured way to enter or scale in the U.S. federal contracting marketplace. It is also useful for busy practitioners who already understand the basics, but want a consolidated reference that points to the websites and portals that matter most. The practical benefit is clarity. Readers can spend less time guessing where information lives and more time building a disciplined process for market research, opportunity discovery, and strategic positioning. Intellectually, the book reinforces a realistic view of federal contracting as an information and process-driven environment, where reliable sources and repeatable routines help reduce risk. Many government contracting books explain concepts, regulations, or proposal strategy in general terms. Coffey's book emphasizes navigation and execution, using a curated set of web resources to shorten the path from interest to informed action. For readers who feel overwhelmed by the volume of federal procurement information, the book's main contribution is an organized map that can be used daily, helping them move from broad internet searching to targeted, credible, and mission-aligned research. If you would like to support Eric E. Coffey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.